It really mm-hmm. looks like you're doing karaoke. I know we've said it before, but it really does.
No, like I do feel like microphone. I should just be like belting out like Illicit Affairs bridge. Don't call me kid.
Perfect
don't
segue.
Call me baby.
To our today's episode because it's Happy Taylor Week. You know what I was thinking? This comes out Thursday, which means if you're listening when this podcast comes out tonight, basically, we are getting
TPD Eve.
Oh, like, I'm just. What a feeling this is. So
I had talking points for this because.
Same.
Is it in LA, the pop up of like the whatever? Yeah. I've been saving TikToks on it and stuff. So if you guys don't like Miss Tay Tay, you'll probably hate majority of this episode, but
that's funny because we didn't talk about what we usually don't talk about what we're going to bring up on the podcast before we record. We usually just like have little points written down and we'll just go off on that, but the both of us, I've been since yesterday, since I saw the pop-up and all the posts, I've been saving them and save and screenshotting little things we could talk about, little Easter eggs.
Yeah, me too. So which I'm excited about. We can get into that after we talk about our dotes. We can go ahead and just get into the dotes. Welcome back everybody to Bookmarked. Okay. I have iced coffee that I made. I have this little cute cup. It says Beaches, Banter, and Books. I got it from Eternal Embers.
Love.
It's a bookshop and I get their little subscription monthly and sometimes they add in fun stuff. So I got that one in the box. What about you?
Mine is back here. Oh, I made a matcha. I'm trying to perfect my matcha recipe because I don't... Every time I buy it, it just tastes better than when I make it. I feel like that's usually, like, making stuff at home isn't the best. And I'm trying not to put, like, I need a sweetener in it, so I'm trying not to put, like, I don't know, I'd put honey in it, but, like, it doesn't taste that good. And then I saw someone commented and they said that... Well, I was so confused because you know how I just randomly switched to matcha. Someone commented on one of my videos and said that when it turns nicer out, all of a sudden I stopped drinking coffee. I'm like, you guys know me better than myself because I didn't even realize that. I think you said that once too. I didn't even mean to do it. I just started drinking matcha again.
Maybe your tastes are just so acclimated to, like, this is specifically the warmer months. Like, because if coffee, like, maybe coffee just sits too heavy on you, or maybe it's
honestly,
just,
yeah.
Like, yeah, because I do feel like matcha is very light, like, it's not as,
yeah, I think I put too much milk in this one, though. I also bought a new milk, but.
I love when a coffee is light, when a matcha is light, when a chai is light. I'm like, the lighter, the better for me. So, basically, the less amount of what it's supposed to have in it is great for me.
You'd probably like this one. It tastes good.
Welcome back. It is TPD. What is it?
Eve. It's the Tortured Poets Department. Eve. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The first thing that I want to say is that what do you think? Do you think the Fortnite snippet that's going around is AI, or do you think, like, we're going to listen to it and it's actually going to be that?
I think it's AI.
I do too, because the reason that I know it's AI is what I'll say is because Miss Taylor Allison Swift would have had that removed from TikTok yesterday if it was real.
One of the vault tracks that were coming out and it was like just not at all what the song was. So I don't really, I'll fall for anything else like Reputation, which we'll get into, and all of that, like all of the albums and everything coming out. But the songs, I don't think that she would let that keep playing somewhere. I don't think that that's the real.
Oh, no, because when You're Losing Me was circulating around TikTok, I mean, audios only stayed up for like maybe a day and she's like getting them taken down. Like, she's on it, but the sad thing is like her version will be better, but I literally,
but you like it,
will just like I'll just sit the phone and I'll be like,
you when you get attached
made it, never made it right. She needs, can you make it though? Can you and Posty get in the studio? Like, your version of it.
I could, that's funny because when she did Lana's version of So on the Beach, like more Lana because she listened to us. It's funny because what if she like listens to us and is like, they like this version. Maybe I'll record it. I think that'd be so funny. Before this whole spiral of Taylor, did you see, I'm like going backwards a little bit before we get here. Coachella, did you see Lana and Billy and like everyone at Coachella? Did you like watch any of that content?
Yes, I was keeping up with Coachella, and when I saw that one, I really wanted to go to Sabrina Carpenter's set because I actually have quickly just have an obsession with Sabrina Carpenter. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do my hair and makeup like her at all times. Like, literally, she's
such
like
a queen.
She is like the best to me. So I just, her humor and everything and her style, like, I love it. Her mm-hmm. Skims ad that she did, I like my jaw was on the floor when I saw those pictures. I was like, holy crap, she is Miss Pop. She is Miss Pop Princess. Yeah.
Espresso is so good. I saw that.
Oh, I have not, my mom literally is like probably tired of me playing it all around the house and in the car.
It's like, definitely like, yeah, it's gonna be one of those songs that I won't be able to listen to soon because I play it every time I get in the car.
Oh yeah, it's the first thing, and then like when I know I'm heading towards home, I'll turn it on again mm-hmm. just for good measure. Yeah, it's really good.
It was the perfect pre-release to Taylor's album. It's like what we needed. Yeah. Like a happier song before we.
Did you see the TikTok that I reposted? That was this weekend, I don't know, like something like this weekend we're upbeat, next weekend we're depressed. Because she released Espresso and we're like, ooh, and then Taylor released her album. We're just all like sitting in our room, blinds drawn, like we're not going outside.
Wait, I saw did I send you this TikTok? I think I did. It was like, when it's my turn to go into the tortured poets or the tortured. I know I sent it to you because I thought it was so funny.
Oh, and okay, you just sent it. Yeah, let me see.
It's this woman going into like a scary, like spooky haunted house and like not wanting to go, and she's like screaming and her friends are like pushing her in, and what does it say on it?
Me at the department when it's my turn to be tortured.
Oh my god, that was so funny. I was like, this is all of us on Friday when it's our turn.
We are already tortured enough with the whole playlist thing.
Coachella looked really fun. Also, I just keep thinking of Lana set. She came out on a motorcycle. I thought that was just so, I don't know the word, fun.
That was so 2014 era of her, because I listened to Lana when I was in elementary school and I had no clue like what her songs meant, but I was really into Tumblr, as I've talked about so many times. She was like, I was really telling my mom this the other day how she was like the Tumblr aesthetic, like she was what the girlies wanted to be back in the day with Tumblr, like everything. So it really reminded me of that, like her entrance, and she just looked gorgeous as always, of course, and she slayed it. She has a voice of an angel. It was really good.
Oh, I also met Miss Elsie. Do you remember that fiasco last week?
No, I was going to ask about this, about you to tell everybody if you could about how that went, how going to her book signing.
Well, after we recorded last week's episode, I was going to go to the signing, so I made Destiny stay on FaceTime with me while I picked out an outfit, and she was on FaceTime with me for maybe an hour and a half. I can't even express to you how many outfits I've tried on. Like, it was, like, probably really annoying to hear me complain the whole time. Oh,
no. I've always had like friend, like I feel like every time I've always been friends with anybody who's like, you're like, oh, I don't know what to wear, and like, you know, like you go circulate through the outfits. I'm just so lazy that like I'll just put on an outfit and hate it, you know what I mean? Like, I wish that I would find it. Like when Sarah was doing this, she's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, I honestly really applaud you, because like you are finding something that you want to wear. Like, I will put on an outfit and just hate it for the rest of the day, and then just go to bed upset later that night that I hated my outfit.
I can't do that. If I don't not just like the outfit or like feel comfortable, like I can't wear it, and then I will sit there for 2 hours figuring out an outfit, and then I just have clothes everywhere, and then I go back to like the first outfit I try. It's just a mess. But that took like, way too long. Yeah, I thought it ended up being cute, but it was at the Rip Bodice, which we've been to in Brooklyn. I drove by myself and I met Lauren there, so I didn't like driving there by myself because it's like rush hour into Brooklyn, which was not fun. And then I had to parallel park. I wish you guys could have seen me try to get my Jeep into the smallest little spot. I kept going out and then in, and then like a UPS car came by and was like telling me what to do. He was like, you're good. I was like, no, I don't think I am. I was freaking out, and then I guess the woman that lives in front of where I parallel parked came out and gave Lauren her number for when we left to put her car in there. I thought it was just so funny. She like named her contact parking spot. Anyway, that was really funny though. And I thought it was going to be her talking, I thought it was going to be like a, not just like the book signing, like an event, because on the this when you bought the tickets, it was like said from like 7 to 9 or something, so I thought that it was like a event like that, but that was just like the time you can come to get your book signed, which I didn't know that, because I think they had Lila Sage there, stood in line. Thank God it was nice out, it was a beautiful day. We actually were like end of the line. I think there was like a few people that ended up behind us. We were whatever at the end, but it was so nice. We met a few besties. Aww. Shout out Mara if you're listening, she was sweet.
That's cute.
Yeah, everyone was just so nice. I love going to book signings because just everyone just, I mean obviously we all love books, like everyone's just so kind. Yeah, eventually we got in. You had to like wait outside, and then since the store's like not that big, you waited outside, and then they'll like call you in as the line gets like, you like move up the line. So then we went inside, and I brought with me the Wild Love, and then I brought Powerless, because I didn't know how many books you can bring. I never know. They said when I got there, you can bring up to 5 books for her to sign. I was like, damn, her wrist has got to be hurting.
Well, that's probably why it was from 7 to 9.
Yeah. But I brought Powerless from Chestnut Springs, because that one was my favorite. So I was so nervous. I always get nervous meeting authors, and it's like, I feel like I'm meeting like a celebrity. Like, in my head, like, they're a celebrity status.
Well, so yeah, they are celebrities to us.
Yeah. Which was so funny, because I seen, like, authors going to, like, when Sarah J. Maas went to Barnes and Union Square, and everyone's, like, screaming crazy. I saw comments on, like, TikTok, so, like, people that are not in the book world can't, like, authors being on, like, a celebrity status, like, book people, people that are not in the book world can't really, like, they don't, like, see them like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, an author.
Well, it's the same way that I guess we might look at, like, there's been, like, a time I was at a shoe event with my boyfriend and, like, a guy from the Dallas Cowboys, I think it was the quarterback or something, I forget his name, was there, and my boyfriend was like, oh, my God, and I was like,
yeah,
like, you know, and he's big to these people, so it's kind of like, yeah, that, like, they're big in your niche.
Yeah, so I was so nervous. Eventually we got to the front. I think we waited online for like maybe an hour or under an hour, but like it went really quick because it was like a nice out and everyone was so nice. And Lauren went first. She talked to Elsie, she had her little time, I like recorded, and then there's like a person that like took a bunch of pictures, it was so cute. And then I went up and she noticed me, and then in the video I like black out when this happens, so like I don't remember anything we said, but I watched the video after because Lauren recorded it, and she said something about my hair, like Willa hair or something, and I completely ignored it in the video. I just like went to say hi, and then I watched the video, I was like, oh, that was so funny, I wish I caught that in real time. But she was so nice, it was so nice finally meeting her. And we talked about Destiny, of course, we talked about the book. She said, well, since I brought Powerless, she was like, I love the way you love Jasper, like everyone loves Cade. And I was like, no, like I'll give all my love for Jasper. And she was really sweet. Then we took some pictures, and then we left, and it was short and sweet, but it was really fun. And I love book signings. I love seeing and like doing this stuff like in person. I think it's just so fun. And someone who's going to, oh, Lauren Roberts is going to be at Barnes in Union Square if anyone's going. I hope you have so much fun.
Sounds like so much fun. And I did tell you when you were getting dressed, I did say, why don't you just put an outfit on, go as Willa, because you're giving Willa, just go as that.
The only time I'll cosplay as Willa is either Halloween or my Luke Combs concert. I'll cosplay as her with my cat boots.
You go around telling everybody that your name is Willa.
I will. Yeah, I will. I'll bring my book, Willa, and everything. I love her. I think she's my favorite from, like, my favorite, I think, female from the series, female character. I just loved her character. So when people say that, I'm like, that is such a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, I think she's my favorite, too. I think she just had the most, like, personality out, yeah, of all of the characters to me that like really sticks out, like where it wasn't just like, oh, you're into this certain thing, because sometimes like with characters it's like, oh, they're into fitness and that's their personality, or oh, they're a doctor and like that's their personality. Do you know what I mean? But with her, yeah, but like she had like an actual like round, like full fleshed out character. But
yeah, it was very, very fun. I told Destiny, I was like, I wish you could just fly on over and come to these book signings.
I know. No authors put Indianapolis, Indiana on their
they gotta fix
checklist.
That. Well, I keep seeing, okay, I wish you could be here for the funny story release date because there's a couple midnight releases in the city, and I don't want to go to them like by myself, obviously, but I wish we could go because I have this like sneaky suspicion, like Sarah J. Maas,
that she's
like,
gonna
be there. And I just like, I know it's gonna happen and I'm not going, so I wish we could go to that.
I don't know if I'm sure, like, my Barnes, imagine she just pulls up to Indiana. Hey, it was in her Happy Place book, she wrote about Indianapolis, Indiana.
I feel like authors should start doing that, like showing up to release days at like a random Barnes instead of like the big ones, just like,
yeah, that's where you're, well, all of us are real fans, but it's like, that's where your real whatevers are, is the small towns that are going to their local Barnes to pick up your book. Yeah, I'm gonna be insufferable all weekend. I'm gonna want to sit in the car or just listen to the whole entire album and explain it to my boyfriend, and then the 23rd is gonna roll around and I'm gonna be like locking myself in the room being like, nobody talk to me.
The second half of April is like back to back. Thanks.
Go ahead and say it.
I don't know if I should. Are we gonna
do it? I thought you were about to quote your TikTok sound.
Oh yeah. Bus, club, another bus, plane. That's my favorite TikTok sound. Every time we're doing something or planning something, I bring up that TikTok sound every single time.
That is like, it's bus, club, another club. That's literally
no sleep,
Sarah. No sleep.
That's gonna be us the second half of April. What a great month.
I know. It really, and I literally texted Sarah yesterday and I was like, time is truly flying by. Like, it is already the 17th, and where did the year go? Like, we're already halfway through April.
Crazy?
Yes, it's insane.
We were saying we haven't seen each other since October. But it doesn't feel
since
like
November
that
love,
long.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was October?
She said October. I'm like, it was the end of November. We saw each other
Before the holidays, right?
The day before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about like book miss and stuff. Oh my gosh, wow. Still, November's a really long time. That 5 months ago. Yeah, like around 5 months.
Can't ask
ago.
Me. I don't know math.
That's just. It feels like I just saw you, but also time. Like, so much time has gone on between. So.
Yeah.
It's about to be May. I don't know what I've done so far this year. I know I haven't started.
Like, you haven't started crocheting?
That's what I was going to say. I don't think I'm going to achieve that goal.
Yeah, you will.
Thank you.
I had my goal of running a half marathon by May, but the half marathon that I planned on entering is May 4th, which is literally the day before Isaac's birthday, and I just personally don't really want to be like dealing with all of that the day before his birthday. Like, I am just, because his birthday's on a Sunday, so that weekend I want to like dedicate to celebrating. So it's like, I don't want to be like, hey, and by the way, I'm going to go run 13.1 miles, you know. And there's not
you make
another
the weekend about yourself.
No, that's what it feels like, because also I'm sure I would be in so much physical pain after doing that. So I was
like,
you know what, I think I'm gonna make my own half marathon sometime in May.
I think that's so fun.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want me to come hold a sign at the end. I would love to.
I just run all the way to Jersey. That's how long it feels. That is how long it feels. I literally tried to run 8 miles the other day and I just couldn't do it. And I was like, I couldn't even imagine having to run 13.1 miles if I can't even do 8.
Yeah, it's crazy because in my head, 8 miles in my head will equate to 8 minutes. But that is just not how it is. It's just not the time.
And that's the worst type of girl math, truly, is when you grossly underestimate something and then you get into it and you're like,
this is taking too long.
Oh yeah. No, and it's getting warmer, and I thought like, I can't wait till it's warmer because I don't have to deal with like a coldness while I'm running, because that sucks. Yeah, I forgot how it feels to run in 80 degree weather, because literally the past few days here it's been 80 degrees, and I was trying to run and I was like, I forgot what it feels like in humidity.
Yeah, I feel like I would rather, actually I don't think so, because I think I'm not a running expert. I feel like I would rather run when it's warmer than when it's cold, because that wind will get you. I hate wind.
Well, I actually, not to brag, I ran track in 7th grade.
Oh.
And I was the worst on the team. Not to do my own horn or anything, but I was the absolute worst. And I remember, like, you start track practice when it's still, like, winter. And you're technically supposed to run, like, indoors. So they would make us, oh my God, they would make us run around, like, just the upstairs of our building. Like, run around the whole entire, because it was basically just, like, a square. And they would make us do laps around, because I also signed up for long distance running. And I had never, I'm not athletic. Like, I just want to let that be clearly known that I am not athletic. So I decided to sign up for long distance running. And this was truly, I don't know if anybody else did this, especially in middle school. Your friends want to sign up for something. So you're like, sure, I'll do it. Because my best friend wanted to do hurdles. So me and my other friend were like, oh yeah, we'll just do long distance running, like a mile. How hard can it be? Hard, actually.
Until you start doing it.
It was freezing cold, and this is why I don't like running in the cold, because you're not supposed to. It's, like, not good. I've seen both arguments. They say it's good for you, but I have felt the physical effects multiple times that it's terrible for your breathing and for your lungs, because I forget what it's called, but essentially you're all running in a line, and the person at the end has to run in front and, like, go to the front of the line, and, like, you continue as you run around the track. So imagine it's freezing cold outside. I'm doing this, and I look at the coach, and I'm like, hey, I kind of feel like I'm going to throw up. Like, I'm coughing really bad. So I thought that I had to, like, throw up, and he was like, essentially, who cares, like, just keep running. And so I did, and then I started actually coughing up blood because it was so cold outside, like, just like the stuff getting into my lungs. So that's why I also hate running out in the cold, because that's happened to me multiple times where I've, like, ran out in the cold when it's just so freezing, and I don't know what it is that gets into your lungs and stuff, or if just something is medically wrong with me, but it's been years and I'm still here, so who knows. But I would just rather run out in the heat.
Yeah, I feel like running in the heat. It's funny you say that the track starts in the winter, because I remember, like, around school. Well, I guess at college, like, the track team, we'd be, like, driving, and then you just see, like, a group of kids just running around, like, the blocks, and all the houses are like, oh, track team starting. Track team's at it again. There's, like, there's running. Like, you know when you're, like, younger, like, trying to find the sport you want to play? Like, if you're going to play a sport, like, try them all out. I don't know how old I was. I was really young. And before, I was in dance, but, like, we wanted to try out, like, actual, like, other sports. And I wanted to try out soccer. I always thought soccer would be really fun. My mom bought me all these, like, soccer gear. It was, like, all pink and stuff. It was really cute. My grandparents came to watch my first practice. And I got on the field. I saw, like, how everyone's, like, watching you. Like, there's people all on the sidelines and stuff. And I turned around. And I left. And I said, I'm not doing this. I don't like it. Cried and left. And everyone, like, came to watch my first practice. It was so cute. Nope.
Never stepped on the field again. But boundaries. You were like, I can't perform under this pressure. So I'm not doing it.
I didn't like that everyone was watching me. But, like, I dance, like, in your studio. It's like, you can't see, like, the parents are watching you, like, out there or anything. Like, it's just, like, you're in the studio. I think that I felt safe in there. Did not like being on that field.
No. I never had, I'm trying to think, sports? Like, nobody showed up to my practices. When I played golf in high school, it was like kind of a coin toss on if my parents would show up to the matches. So I never really, like, I honestly, like, just kind of looked at, okay, it's golf, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I can tell so many, you think that that's not a sport that people get competitive at.
I can imagine though that
you don't think anything's gonna come of it. And I just kind of wanted a layback sport. Like, I still really wanted to play sports because I was seeking validation for my parents to be at least a little bit athletic is what I was trying to do. And so I thought, your parents can't get whatever with you over golf, because, like, what can you do? You know, it's all on me. One time I was playing against this girl. And so basically, if you guys don't know how, like, golf matches work, so when you're in competition, you either are, like, one-on-one, so it's, like, you and the person from the other school, or sometimes you're playing two different schools, so then it's you and the two other people, or it's you and a teammate, and then that person and a teammate from, like, the same, like, different schools. But you all have a number, which is your ranking. So if you're number one, you're the best on the team. So that was humbling, because if they, like, called out, okay, here's our number one, you're like, that's the best girl on the team. Okay, you knew. From there on out, I mean, your talent was quite literally, like, put out there. Like,
this I don't is, like this that they do that.
No, like, and that's how it has to be, because you have to match up, like, talent-wise. Yeah. Best and worst part of it was, like, you control how you play.
Yeah.
And I actually have a horror story that nobody wants to hear of a time that I had the worst mental breakdown that my coach had ever seen in the middle of the golf course, because I was playing so badly and I was the number two. So I've always had that, like, once you put me on a pedestal, I'm going to break down. Like, the pressure's mm-hmm. going to get to me.
So, are you, I know they're not comparable, really, but are you good at mini golf? Like, when you have little, like, you get a hole in one?
Putting was one of the things in golf that is the most humbling, because no matter how much you practice it, you can never perfect it. So, mini golf, I feel like I can be good at it because I know, like, the thing about reading greens. But here's a little thing in golf: when you go to putt, they move the hole on the putting green all the time, and a putting green will do this, like, it's like sloped in different places and stuff, so they move it. And basically what you have to do is you have to get low to the ground to see and read the green of how much it's going to break this way, how much it's going to mm-hmm. break that way. Like, you literally have to
There's
do like
a little math
an
to
equation
it.
In your head. Yes. Yeah. And I'm not good at math, so that's why I wasn't good at putting.
Okay, wait, well, one thing I've always not understood about golf, I don't know if, like, when you played, like, what are they called? Fields? What are they called? Like, the, not
just
a field,
greens.
Not a court. Greens. You, I don't know if you, yours were, like, you can't see the hole you're trying to hit. Like, you just hit the ball, and you just, like, how do you know where you're going? Like, the hole is all the way over there.
When you go onto the driving, like, when you go to drive, which is your first hit, which is where you get out your driver, you can see the hole. You can see the flag out in the distance.
Now, oh, if it's a par five, flag.
Yeah, if it's a par five, it's a little bit harder to see. And sometimes it curves around. Or
yeah.
when you go up to a hole, they have a map of the whole entire green. So you just kind of have to look at that map and go, okay, so from right here, mm-hmm. it says the flag's over there. So I need to try to angle myself to
map.
Make sure. Oh, no, there is so much math involved. And any little tiny thing that you do can affect everything in golf. It's genuinely frustrating.
No, I need this. This golf knowledge, if I'm gonna go to golf matches with Harry and Niall, like, I need
yeah
this knowledge. So I'm glad we're having golf 101.
Yeah, you're their little what do you call it, like, the person who, like, carries their golf iron.
Oh, for sure. I don't know where they were just at, like, some golf thing. What do you know what it was called? I don't know what it was. The Open.
Oh yeah, like the little tennis? It's, yeah, the Open. No, that's the U.S. Open. This is like the Masters Tour or something.
Yeah,
like
Masters.
That,
that's what it was.
That's what I had a dream at one point that I was going to be there, but then I was like, girl, I just don't care enough at the end of the day.
Who just came out? Wasn't there a book that came out when the guy was a golfer?
Tessa Bailey, and that's the one that
yes.
the one that you were like fun of, because it says, like, touch her and I'll kill you, and I'm like, literally, what
You're
are you going to do?
Whack her
golfer.
Whack him with the golf club.
Like, that's just what I imagine. Touch her and I'll and you know he's like a Brad. Like, he's like, mm-hmm. literally touch her and I'm actually going to kill you. Like, that's how he delivered it. And the fact that I'd be like,
and
I'm just going to go ahead and head
shorts,
out.
And his polo button up.
Backwards hat.
We need, like, someone to write. Because when you, like, speaking in that voice reminds me of, like, a frat boy. We need just, like, a funny little frat rom-com type of book. Like, I need, like, a frat boy that's, like.
Oh, you need, like, a full-on frat boy.
Yeah.
Like, you
I
need,
want a
like, someone
on
who's. Oh my god,
Sigma whatever, Kappa whatever. I want a frat boy. I think it would
I'm
be
terrified
so funny
of frat boys, like,
me
actually
too.
Have a fear
me
of
too.
Them
always have. Once they graduate, there's some that are like still like they are Kappa whatever for life. They're bros for life. It's like they're just always
for
a frat boy
life, literally
for lifers.
no, that's my brother for sure. That's my brother.
But anyway,
no.
I don't know how
no.
we got here.
There's because we were talking about golf, and then we were talking about the golf thing, and then I said that Howie's definitely a Brad in the book. How he's 100% a frat boy.
Yeah, and if there ever is like a frat romance, I need the audiobook to do the voice.
And just hire me, because I could do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, get Destiny to do the voice.
Imagine if somebody ever reached out and they were like, hey, can you do an audiobook? I'd be like, I low-key have vocal fry. I don't think you want me to do it.
Audiobooks are so long, like, people that voice act audiobooks, do they do it in, I think, do they do it in, like, parts? Or are they sitting there for 12 hours?
They do it in parts, because I watch this woman's TikTok live all the time when she's recording her audiobooks.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I need... Send me her over. I want to see.
Yeah. I think she separates it by chapters. Like, you know, like, you take a break in between chapters, you know?
Yeah, because those are, like, really long. I feel like I would do an audiobook. Hey, someone hire me.
You could do an audiobook.
I have the voice for it. I have, like, a child voice, so I'd have to play the 15-year-old daughter. The kid. It looks like a high-pitched voice. I feel like I'd be annoying.
No.
Thank you.
Your voice is calming. Don't even.
Thanks.
You could do an audiobook. Don't even think about it.
A goal one day.
Do an audiobook. Goal is one day. Be an audio narrator.
I will not, if anyone wants to hire me, sorry, but I cannot do spicy ones. I can't do it.
No.
I can't do that.
I would start busting out laughing. I'm literally a 12-year-old boy when it comes to stuff like that.
I just, like, they have to do it so, like, seriously. Yeah, it would be hard to take it seriously, especially just speaking it by myself in, like, a little recording place. I just, like, don't know if I'd be able to do that. Anyway, so, tortured... Why can't I get the name right?
Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah, but I keep, like, in my head seeing TT, so I'm like, what's the other T? But it's the...
I think it's because the design that you're thinking of in your head, because they put the T and then they put the P through, so it kind of makes it look like TT.
Yeah, I don't... For some reason in my head there's two T's and I keep trying to figure out what it is, but it's like just like the torture toads part.
Well, when I say TPD I think of TBD,
so yeah, or like,
it's
the Poets Society, whatever.
Oh, dead. There's
Society. Yeah, there's just so many different. I screenshotted one, but the rest are all on my TikTok, like, so I gotta get over there. If you don't know, somehow Taylor's album obviously is coming out Friday, and she had a pop-up in LA, and it just had like a bunch of things for the album, but once you look closely, the people that were going posted like pictures and TikToks and stuff, kind of like deep diving into the Easter eggs, because we all know Taylor Swift is very into her Easter eggs and getting us excited and having us be detectives. I'm not good at detecting, but if someone's posting it, I'm
believing it.
Yeah. So, also, did you see them at Coachella?
Yes, I did. I thought it was so cute. There's like a video where he just like lifts her up real quick so she can see something, and then he puts her back down.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
They are so cute.
Also, hold on. Can I say one more thing before we get into Taylor Swift for a while?
Of course.
This is not a false alarm. Harry Styles was at Newark Airport.
And Newark. You weren't there? Why is he here?
I don't know. I'm like, someone sent it to me last night at like 1 a.m. and I was sleeping. I saw it this morning and I was like, started shaking. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I don't know.
That is crazy.
Someone's got to tell me why he's here, because I'm freaking out. Why is he this close to me?
Why is he in Jersey?
I don't know, but he was also like, it was a video of him at like pre-check, like going through security, not pre-check, just going through security. Like, he wasn't going through pre-check, like he was taking his shoes off, he was doing the bin. I'm like, Mr. Harry, what are you do you know your Harry Styles?
And that's what will get you to the airport. To get you to fly anywhere, I'm gonna start telling you that Harry Styles is literally at Newark Airport right now.
I'm there. I'll stay there all day. Sorry, I had to say that before I forgot.
No, of course.
Little Easter eggs. The first one at the pop-up, there's a bunch of little, like, what are they called? Cabinets? You know, like a little...
Oh my God, I had that one pulled up to talk about. Me and you, girl. We are on this... Is it... Hold on, what account is this?
Leia with the heart.
Oh my God, yes, that's what I'm on. Great. We can just compare notes as we're going through this. That's what I try to pull up, too.
Why? Okay. Okay, so they're like little filing cabinets, and there are, I think there's 72 of them, and yes, six of them are pulled open, and basically people are saying 6 years or how many years she was in her relationship with Joe, and there are 72 months in a year, so there's 72 cabinets, and then each one that's pulled out, there's like kind of like a paper in it. And
wedding
like,
veil?
Yeah, kind of like, it looks like an invitation almost, and like lace and stuff, so it looks like wedding invitations, and you know,
yeah,
you know where to go from there. Like, they're gonna get married because she wanted to get married.
But I've seen a lot of speculation that people were like, either there was going to be a wedding, or it was the fact that like he never would propose to her, you know, like,
yeah.
Because also, if you listen to You're Losing Me, which is one of my favorite songs, when she says, and I wouldn't marry me either. So it's like, mm-hmm. okay, did he propose and there was going to be a wedding? Or like, would he never propose to her?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? That's fine. Like, I understand. I wouldn't marry me either.
Yeah, that's one of the things we'll never... Actually, maybe in the songs we'll find out, which...
Maybe we will find out, which is devastating. And also... With, I know it's like, because the 72 months is 6 years and there's 6 filing cabinets open. I also mm-hmm. kind of thought that maybe it signifies like each, like she's somehow going to be breaking down each year of their relationship, like kind of the different ebbs and flows that they've went mm-hmm. through. You know what I mean? I don't yeah. know. Maybe there's none.
No. Yeah.
This is why I could never be an Easter egger, because me I'm neither. Literally like, yeah, but I don't know though. That might sound stupid, so never mind.
There's also, not in this little slide, but in the Midnight's video, it was like there were glitter pens on the table.
And oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
In this one, it's like her, what's that pen called? With the feather? Quill,
which yeah. I have that.
And she has them, these pens she said before, they signify like the type of... song yes. she's gonna be writing. So Midnight's was like the more glittery upbeat album, and then this one you have the pen, but there's also those twos that are everywhere, and everyone's like, this is just like the second version of Midnight's, but not the glitter one. This is gonna be the feather pen one,
which I think that makes sense, because a lot of people think that her doing the whole entire two everywhere, which remember at first when we talked about it and I said mm-hmm. that everybody was overreacting by her doing like the two at the Grammys.
Yeah.
But then they keep on posting like things about twos in yeah. Taylor Nation everywhere, and there's like a peace sign somewhere in that little thing in the Spotify pop-up. So some people think it's a double release. I don't think so. I don't think that Reputation's coming out. People think that, like, why would she take away from her new album by releasing Reputation? It literally yeah. makes no sense.
I also think this album's important. Like, it has to have its spotlight. I just think yeah. it's, like, this. It's the sequel to Midnight's. Like, it's...
Yeah, and it makes sense because her Grammys acceptance speech, she was like, I started writing this directly after she submitted Midnight's.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So she's like, so this was just kind of my continuation of my feelings for the relationship.
Yeah. It's probably the songs that didn't make sense on the songs that like are on Midnight's. Oh, there was also Dried Up Lavender in the little vase at the pop-up.
Oh, yeah.
People were like Lavender Haze, and like now the lavender's all dried up, and that was like a song about being like in love. So there was that. There's also was that, what video is that, anti-hero or anti-hero?
Yeah, I think so.
She had a little dart stabbed on her, and glitter is like bleeding out.
She bled out all her glitter.
And oh, this one was the craziest one. There's a little statue of the goddess of childbirth and fertility and the goddess of the moon. It's a statue of Diana, and it says it crumbled while waiting to be shipped to London in the 6th century due to years of neglect, succumbing to the passage of time and the element. That one was the craziest one.
The little you see in this slide, that's why I read that, and it says even statues crumble if they're made to wait.
Yeah. Like, literally, like the statue, because she was, I feel like, because she was holding, like, yeah.
And the thing is that what other song is it? I'm trying to remember. Well, no, I think it goes back to, I think she put You're Losing Me, how she like recently released that after she was named, like, was it because she was number one Spotify out, like, artist of the year? I forget, but when she actually released it, and it was like cut out of Midnight's, but then she put it on like the special CD at one of the shows. Mm-hmm. And the whole entire essence of that song is like, you're losing me. Like, I'm sitting around here waiting for you to understand like what we have, fight for something, show interest in me. But I'm literally mm-hmm. just like sitting here and waiting for you. And it makes sense that that was like kind of the last piece of Midnight's that she put out. And it's kind of introducing you to more of like a, I feel like that song could have went on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like that was the perfect song to, like, what's the word?
Introduce.
Yeah, like, what's, I had this some word in my head that I can't think of, but, like, from Midnight's to this album. I think that's the perfect song.
Segue.
Yeah, segue. That's the word I was thinking of. But, yeah, the even statues crumble, like you said, if they're made to wait. It was, like, a little paper book that was open. And then I can't read this. What lyrics is that to?
I think he knows. It's in the next slide.
Okay, yeah. It says that in the little tweet, the person that posted this put that book that said, "Even statues crumble if they're made to wait," next to the lyrics. I think he knows, and said that she did tell him. He just didn't care. So that she like wanted what she wanted in the relationship and stuff.
Yeah.
This album is going to be so crazy. I can't wait to just sit and just dissect over the weekend.
Well, but we never talked about looking through the albums on Apple Music of her messaging at the beginning of all of the albums and kind of like going through the stages of grief.
And oh, yeah. Was that on Apple? That's Apple Music? We didn't get that, right?
Yeah. I have Apple Music, so I can pull up.
You have Apple Music?
Yeah, I pay for both of them for some reason.
Oh. I do not have it. I saw it on TikTok eventually. So Taylor did something with Apple Music and she came out with different playlists for the different stages. Was it of grief, was it?
Yeah, so because like this one...
And she put songs that like relate to those in the playlist.
Yeah, so the first... I don't know if this is the first one... but one of them is that you don't get to tell me about sad. So this is the second stage is anger. It's fair to say that some of her best and most beloved songs are like she said in this one that it's kind of like when she was more angry. And like mm-hmm. on this playlist, of course, you have like High Infidelity, Would Have, Could Have, Should Have, Exile, Illicit Affairs, Mad Woman, Tolerate It. She said she wrote when she was angry. I literally knew. You're not in a happy relationship and write Tolerate. Yeah, you're just not.
That's what I saw. I saw someone say, like, you cannot be in a happy relationship and make albums like Evermore and Folklore and make all these songs that are this sad. You cannot be that happy.
And then we have I Love You, Turning My Life songs. And this is the first stage, which is denial. So she said that these are all kind of like, she said denial when you're ignoring the red flags. Mm-hmm. And just to... tell you guys, Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Sweet Nothing, Betty, Willow, Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana, like, and the Heartbreak Prince, False the God.
The honeymoon stage almost, where you can't see the red flags because you're so like in love, or you think you're so in love.
But even people now are breaking down where like Lover... like when mm-hmm. you do listen to, there are anxieties sprinkled all throughout the album, like, you know, of her just being fearful that this is going to crumble before her eyes and like this is just going to kind of end up like everything else, and kind of denial of being like, I just want this to be good so bad that I'm ignoring every red flag that you're giving me because I feel like this is the best thing for me.
Yeah, almost trying to force the happy relationship because you want one so bad.
Yeah,
you want
it. There's another one, but I can't do it. But this one, the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, is the fifth and final stage, which is acceptance, when you fully come to term with loss and maybe even find peace. And I think at the end she said, because like good things can come from it too. And people were like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, talking about Travis. I was like, I just think she's more talking about like where she's at in life right now.
Yeah.
Where she's just feeling a lot better.
Anything to do with Travis. Like, yeah. I'm not...
no. Well, they said that they think like her playlist, like her saying like good things can come out of this, is about him. And I'm like, I don't think it's about him. I think she's just saying like she's found happiness in life.
Yeah, her personal stage in life.
Yeah. So of course you have You're On Your Own, Kid, The One, you know, Happiness, Long Story Short, Closure, Evermore, It's Time to Go, I Forgot That You Existed, Daylight. So I like to listen to this playlist because it seems like, you know, you're a little bit more whatever, but one. There's another one, but I can't seem to find it. Like, I can't find the playlist.
I can't wait to get, I know we're getting this album, and I love when she uses her little feather pen to write her songs, like Folklore, Evermore, like those songs, but not to like jump into the next thing, but I can't wait to get an album on Travis. Like, it's just gonna be the happiest album in the world, and I'm so excited.
Well, everybody always says anytime that there's something that's released of them, they're like, I just know she's writing a song in her head right now. I'm like, you're going to hear sitting at your football game. Yeah. I don't know what I was just getting at there, but something along those lines. Me and her think the same. Truly.
Also, just like her in general, such like a master. I guess her, she probably can come up with all these like Easter eggs and stuff, but like her team and like everyone, like the way that they can like promote and like put stuff up, like just this pop-up in general, like there's just so much into it, and going for, since she's been writing these songs, like putting out these twos and stuff, like just like for so long planting seeds, is just so...
I don't know.
It's so, like, intricate, the stuff that she does. Very excited. So next week, guys, we're sorry for the people we will be.
Oh, yeah. That's... It's going to be a Taylor
episode. We're going to be different people.
I'm going to print out the lyrics, and I'm not kidding, you guys. I'm going to print out all of the lyrics, and I'm going to have annotations, and I'm going to have my thoughts on the back of the pages.
We have homework. We all have homework for next week. Listen to the album.
Everybody, you have to have every single one. Print it out.
Annotate it. This video, comment the song you're going to claim, and then in the next video, see which one is your favorite. I forget which ones we claimed. I don't remember, but I know we did.
I'll look it back up because I think I could tell you off the top of my head.
I know I claimed the Daddy I Love Him one, but I know there was another one, but I just don't remember.
You claimed But Daddy I Love Him, and did you claim I Can Fix Him?
I literally don't remember. I don't, let me look at the songs too. Maybe it'll come to me if I look at them.
I think I said Who's Afraid. Did I say Who's Afraid of the Little Old Me?
Who posted the songs? Is it on Taylor's? You? I see. I literally have no recollection of it. I think you didn't do I Can Fix Him.
I can't remember. I know one of us said I Can Fix Him, but I feel like it was you.
Oh, maybe it was me. Okay. But Daddy I Love Him and I Can Fix Him. I guess I'm trying to look at them now and see if anything else is coming. Oh my god. I don't know.
Do you think any of the songs are going to be upbeat?
It's like,
didn't she write Folklore with the quill pen?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, I guess you can get, like, a Betty type of upbeat, but we're not getting a
fun upbeat. Can we get into Betty really quick? Now people are
any day.
People are unraveling.
Oh, I saw this
interview of when the Long Pond sessions where she's talking about Betty, and Mr. Jack Antonoff, he's gonna do it every time. He's gonna tell the Swifties something within that man's facial expressions and honestly out of his mouth, because he really does not care. But when they start talking about Joe and like the whole entire Betty love triangle, and she's like, I heard him singing it in the shower one day and it sounded like an apology. I was like, girl, I'm going to touch your hand when I say this. You were in denial. We see it in the face, in front of the face. Now, you know, in Jack's face the whole entire time, like she's talking about Betty and she's talking about Joe, and he's just like, just on his face.
Yeah. What I saw about Betty is people are, since she made that album about characters, but people are relating these songs now to her life, because there was like this whole TikTok I saw going down a whole deep dive of her being Betty, and
yeah, that's what I saw too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, I didn't even know it was that.
Well, because I think it is fictional. They are fictional characters. But yeah. I do think that she's self-inserting a little bit, because obviously, like, the Betty is the whole entire, like, summer romance. But what I've seen people comparing it to is, like, he was filming Conversations with Friends. And his co-star, there's a deleted clip circulating somewhere where he says his co-star's, like, actual name during an intimate scene, I guess.
I saw. Yeah, and that's what I saw. Yeah.
Yes. And so they're saying that Taylor's kind of making herself Betty and making Joe. James. Thank you so much. Making him James. And then, like, the other woman, you know, is whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I mean, I can see that, because obviously it's a fictional story, and I feel like they're kind of more like heist. But did you ever think, maybe it's just because I related Betty to If You'd Been With Me, that I thought they were in high school, but that's what I thought it was. Like, I didn't think that they were full-grown adults.
No, I think she said they were, like, 17. Like, they are.
That's what I thought.
Like, it's that age. Yeah. Like, but a young love.
Yes. It can be fictional, but I think that there's a little bit of truth within it, because I do think that she is taking inspiration from somewhere.
I agree. I also think writing these types of songs, and also this whole album about, she's got to have some type of, like, put feelings towards it. She's probably pulling from somewhere to create those lyrics and even the stories. Definitely. I don't think it's all like complete made up.
People say that Evermore, like, happiness,
yeah, that's
tolerated.
That's what I mean. You can't write Evermore.
No.
When you're in, you just can't. You can't right tolerate it when you're in a happy relationship. There's like no way.
None. Mm-mm. Zero. None. And the fact that, because she did an interview, shout out to Bestie Haley, because I saw this in her video when she read Rebecca, because that's what Tolerate It is technically like inspired by, was because Taylor said she read that book and she was like, oh yeah, like her husband just tolerates her. I'm like, but let's tell the truth here. You were reading Rebecca and you saw yourself in this. You didn't just write this song for Rebecca. You were writing it because you were like, me and Rebecca.
She probably had some eye-opening moments writing.
Oh yeah,
Folklore. Like, you don't, and
it's crazy. Us theorizing, I feel
like
away.
I know. I feel like it's literally Christmas in the next few weeks. Like, there's releases, just,
it's midnight, right? Like, it releases at midnight.
Yeah, Thursday. That's what I mean. When this podcast comes out, everyone strap up. 11:58. I'm going to be texting you. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, we're going to be sitting there, and I'm just going to. Should I get Oreos for the occasion? I'm trying to think of snacks that match the vibe.
What are like black, get like black and white cookies.
Oreos?
No, like, you know, black and white cookies where like half of it is white, half of it is chocolate. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, your mom, when I was at your house, your mom had
I do love those though. Oh my god, I haven't had one in so long. I'm gonna get those actually.
Get it for the occasion.
I'm gonna
I'm gonna dress up in an academia fit and I'm gonna get my pen and paper ready.
Oh yeah, I'm printing lyrics too. We're coming. It's gonna be a college
highlighting, annotating
next week.
Yeah. It's gonna be Professor Sarah and Destiny next week when we come back with you guys. So just you wait. Yeah, we're gonna be comparing notes. It's gonna be a lecture next week. So looking forward to seeing you guys then. Okay. I think that's all we got.
Is that it from us?
I fear that's it. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, leave 5-star reviews, follow the Instagram, follow us on YouTube, or subscribe. I guess that's what it's called over here. Check us out on TikTok. We have one of those too. And we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you next Thursday to debrief. Bye.